Welcome back, guys, to Just Your Average Everyday Church Boys. I was thinking about some kind of intro, but I'm just going to roll with it.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Good intro.
Yeah. I am your host, Benji. And as always, I've got the boys. I got Peter.
How you doing?
Jonah.
Yo.
And Jordan.
Sup.
How we doing? Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Going all right. we were recording not like only 2 days ago, so not much has changed since then. Considering the day in between was me doing nothing, so yeah, I'm going good.
Sounds sounds like a good day doing nothing.
Eventful.
To be fair, yeah, I didn't do much yesterday either.
I mean, I watched movies and stayed in bed.
Oh, nice. Watch a movie.
Mission Impossible 2, because I'd already watched the first one.
Bit of MA.
Dose.
All the Back to the Futures.
All three?
Yeah.
All three of them?
All three of them.
Like, wow. Back to back?
They're yeah, not that good.
Back to back.
Okay, damn. He really did nothing.
And Die Hard.
Five movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I smashed it up.
That's a big day.
I could barely watch one.
Yeah, just back to back to back. Smashed them out.
Wait, so you watched all five of them back to back?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, did you watch Mission Impossible, then the three Back to the Futures, then Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
That order.
See, I don't think the Back to the Futures are that good.
I like them.
I'll tell you what.
I think they're good.
Well, I like it.
I haven't watched any of them. Because I didn't
watch it. I was like, is that the end of the sentence?
That's it. He just hasn't watched them. He was making
a dramatic pause. You know?
Oh, look, okay. There's a lot of big franchise movies that I have not seen.
Like, oh, yeah.
Jurassic Park. Never seen it.
What?
But Jurassic Park.
That's
is
really good.
Good.
That
is
I actually
really good.
Couldn't tell you which ones
Terminator,
that I have or haven't seen.
Terminator's also good.
Mission Impossible. Never seen them.
Yes, I hadn't seen them either, so that's why I'm going through them.
Mission Impossible gets better.
Mm. Yeah, the first one I was a bit like, what am
first
I
one's
watching?
Like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Second one's also kind of weird.
Yeah.
But after that, especially the recent one, Fallout. Fallout is good.
Yeah.
Watching Tom Cruise run is kind of funny.
He is a very short man.
He's a short man, and he really pumps his arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been doing that a lot
technique.
Recently.
It is, but nobody runs like that.
Look, he knows how to run.
He knows how to.
Don't.
He knows how to run for the
man
camera.
Knows how to run and make it look good on camera.
It's all for the camera.
It's all that matters.
I've been doing that a lot, though.
Running?
Watching like watching series of movies like in like all the movies in one.
Yeah. Yet,
like the other night this week, I think it was Wednesday night.
I don't think it really matters.
I watched all it would have been Tuesday night. I watched all three John Wicks.
But you watched what?
Like
I do
back
like
to
the
back.
John Wick movies.
Oh. All three John Wicks back
you,
to back.
You told us that during the week.
John Wick's good.
Back to back though.
John Wick is
I haven't seen any of them.
It's very brutal, but
it is
that's
very
what
brutal.
Makes it so good.
I know that they're good. I
it's MA, so if you're
young,
not of the age, you can't watch it.
Mm. Yeah, we're not recommending it because it's MA.
Yeah.
Unless you're old enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
But the third one ends kind of, you know.
Abruptly?
Abruptly.
Abruptly is a good word.
It's pretty abrupt. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
We have no idea how to move on for this, so I'll just... Fun fact.
Okay.
Fun fact
nice
with,
segue.
Fun
nice
fact
segue.
With Benji.
Cool.
I've got a few here. I'll save some of them for future episodes. But did you know that elephants can't jump?
Yes.
Yeah?
You're right.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun fact.
They don't really have knees.
No, but... They're weighty as well, so that's fair enough. That's
I knew because he told me before.
Wow, that's crazy.
He did
that is the only one that I mentioned before.
That's true.
And I'll say one that you might not know. Did you know that a platypus does not have a stomach?
I did not know that.
Their esophagus goes straight to their intestines.
That's efficient.
Wow.
I like it.
I knew that they had...
That blew my mind.
...poison in their claws, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually
yeah, but
very
everyone
deadly.
Knows that.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
Well, not everybody knows
but
that.
But does everyone know the stomach one?
No.
No, exactly. That kind of blew my mind.
It's because the cows are taking all the other stomachs.
Uh-huh, but actually, I saw another one. Cows actually only have one stomach.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's four different segments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't have that written down, but I saw it.
Close enough to four different.
So it's like chambers of a heart?
It's referred to as four stomachs, but it's one in four segments.
Wow.
I did have
been
a heart
lied
one.
To.
It was about the blue whale. Its heart is
big.
6 feet in length?
Yeah.
400 pounds?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
No.
It's a big heart.
It's big.
400 pounds. That's a big heart.
That is big.
Did you know that Miss Piggy and Yoda are voiced by the same guy?
Wait, no, really? I did not.
Miss Piggy from The Muppets and Yoda are voiced by the same guy.
Yeah, by Frank Oz.
His name is Frank Oz.
Yeah, I did know that.
Good on you, Frank.
But it's just so funny because they're very different, very different characters.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very talented. Pretty crazy.
He is very talented.
Good for Frank.
Did you know that the word strengths is the longest word in the English dictionary with one vowel?
I was going to say, I thought you were ending at is longest word in the dictionary. I was like, no, it's not. With one vowel. Didn't know it, but fair.
I know that rhythm is longest word with no vowels. Like, because sometimes why?
Why is not a vowel.
Exactly. So rhythm.
Why ain't a vowel?
Hell doesn't no. Doesn't have it.
Rhythm.
Rhythm.
Oh, so then if you're like
Willem. Defoe. I don't know if anyone's going to get that. That's okay.
I don't get it.
Did you know that it is impossible to hum while holding your nose?
Yes.
It's
do it.
I already knew.
Yeah. I did know of that one, but.
They go to the party at that rich place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to ignore them. Yeah, one more, I reckon. Did you know that there is not one letter Q in any US state? The only letter in the alphabet to be missing.
That's because they just don't want to represent the queen.
J and Z are only really represented once.
It's not that.
It's no.
In New Jersey and Arizona.
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 Where's the Z? Oh, Arizona.
That's where.
Arizona.
Z.
Where is the Z?
Where's the Z?
Interesting.
In Arizona. No, no,
no. I don't understand why Alaska sort of isn't a part of the country.
Oh, because
it's sort of weirdly up the top.
They bought it after everything else.
Yeah.
Hence why it's separated by Canada.
I'm like, just give it to Canada. Why do you even need that little state up there?
That's weird.
It is greed. Weird.
Huh?
It's weird.
That's why they want it. Greedy.
Greedy.
Greedy guts.
Did you want more?
Yeah, do you have any more?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
You didn't even try and hum while holding your nose?
Nah.
Nope.
I believe you.
What, do you want to try?
Oh, I already know I can't, because I have tried when I read that fact before. I knew that one.
They were all the ones I had written down, but I got a website.
Wow. Ooh,
like last time.
Oh.
Some of them are, like, rather lame.
Oh, I'd believe it.
I don't.
Buckingham Palace in London has 775 rooms.
I did know that, actually.
I knew that too.
But did you know that they have 78 bathrooms?
I knew they had
I knew it was 80. A stupid amount.
Yeah. There's a lot.
That's pretty good, though. You could be like, you could actually go, this is my bathroom for this day, and this is my bathroom for this day.
Well, you could sleep almost in a different room for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, I remember this room. 2 years ago. That was good.
You can pick your favorite.
Yeah, but it'll take 2 years to figure out which one is your favorite.
Exactly right.
Well, similarly, the White House has 132 rooms and 35 bathrooms.
Only 35?
Weak.
That's a better ratio.
That's pathetic.
I've been watching these. I've watched a few videos on, like, the cooks and chefs for the chefs. Buckingham Palace or the royal family and for the White House.
The first family.
Yeah. And, like, it's kind of interesting hearing about what rulers, like, actually like to eat. It's weird.
Chicken nuggets.
I'm pretty sure
if you're eating with the
chicken
queen,
nuggets.
Like, those
chicken nuggets for days.
You know the queen doesn't like garlic?
I did know that, yes.
The queen hates garlic. She doesn't like it.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Do you know she likes bland food.
I know that her favorite fruit is raspberries, but she doesn't eat them out in public because they can get stuck between your teeth.
Yeah.
The fact eat in public?
Known, just...
Yeah.
Well, I would assume she lives by some pretty strict rules.
She doesn't like to eat a lot.
Imagine so.
Sorry? She doesn't like to eat a lot.
She's not very big. No. So.
She also old.
Yeah.
Old people don't eat a lot.
Yeah, and exactly. She doesn't know how
can't
to cook.
Enjoy anything.
I'm not surprised. She's
yeah, because she would never have
she's
to cook
never had to
in
be.
Her life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of crazy. What is crazy about the Queen is she doesn't need to get a license.
No, because all the licenses in England are issued
by the Queen.
By the Queen.
So she doesn't need one.
Same with passports.
She's a terrible driver.
She's a bad driver.
She's actually a pretty good driver.
How do you know?
She drives.
Yeah, she does drive. She does drive. And she was a race car driver. Yeah. She also rides horses, or used to. I don't think she does anymore.
It's basically the same thing.
I feel like it'd be a bit much.
Yeah, to get up onto a horse.
I mean, she walks her dogs. Like she walks her own dogs
to the front door.
Which is kind of crazy.
Dogs.
Why do you guys know so much about the Queen?
I've watched videos, man.
I know none of this. Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I get bored sometimes. And sometimes you just want to know about what's going on.
She also entertained you? She served in World War II.
Yeah.
Wow, that I did not know.
As a mechanic.
She was queen.
Yeah.
She was queen?
She was a mechanic in World War II.
She was a mechanic.
Yeah.
Wow, handy dandy.
She learned it from her F1 days.
Yeah.
I do think that that's crazy.
Yeah.
That the monarch, the queen.
Queen Lizzie's out here. So
Queen Liz.
Big Liz.
Out here on the field.
What's like her grandchildren, Harry and William, also served in the armed forces?
Yeah.
That's less surprising.
It's kind of like, it's kind of good because kind of brings them back to more medieval sort of days where the king would be strategic in wards and that sort of stuff. And the princes and stuff would fight for their country.
You should have seen the reactions of the people that were fighting against. They just turned up in some shining armor and a sword.
Bring it
hey, I would run away.
Well, I mean, speaking of medieval times, at medieval times dinner attractions, you eat with your hands because people didn't use utensils in that time.
Yeah. Did you know for...
That was less
this is just a
interesting
random
thing. That I thought it was
Did you
be.
Know that for the longest time they thought tomatoes were poisonous?
Poisonous.
I think I did know that.
Which, the reason why they thought it was poisonous, the cutlery they were using were lead.
Which is poisonous.
That'll do it.
And that's what was killing them.
So they stopped eating tomatoes.
Because they thought it was the tomatoes. Because the acid on the in the tomato would
absorb.
Would absorb some of the lead, and then when they'd swallow it, they would swallow the lead with it.
And die.
Or the acid would react with the lead, and it would... People they would ingest
smart.
It. They eventually worked out, clearly, that
it wasn't the
it tomatoes. Wasn't the tomatoes,
no.
And it was the cutlery.
You know, because poor people wouldn't have cutlery, and they would eat tomatoes and be fine.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's...
Some people would be so dumb.
Yeah, that's a bit bizarre. But also,
I mean, at the time...
You know,
you
way back then... Yeah, exactly. Mm.
They didn't know a lot of things back then. So.
Yeah.
I mean, true. We still don't know a lot now, technically.
The thing that's, like, going off of that is the ocean. Like, how little we know about the ocean is crazy.
Yeah.
It's water in it.
Well, that's not water in the ocean. The ocean is water.
The ocean is water.
Not, like, creatures and all of that stuff.
I saw a pretty crazy image that someone did. And it was the fish's world. And what it was is instead of, you know, like, the map shows, like, the countries and stuff. Instead it was the other way around. So in the country's part, it was like the ocean. It was like water. And then the other part was like the world. It was weird to look at.
Yeah.
It was opposite.
Titles to land, it's like Pacific land mass.
But what's the percentage? We only know like 5% of
who knows
creatures in the ocean.
I
don't know.
I mean, that
no,
is
only
supposedly.
It's only
you know that
much
they,
of it is explored or something
yeah.
like that.
You know
something
that they very recently just... announced a new ocean.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah.
They announced a new ocean.
How does
they
that
announced
even
a
new
you
ocean?
Announce a new ocean?
Well, there's
well,
now
say,
the...
There it is.
There's now the Antarctic Ocean. That hasn't been a thing.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Because they had the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah.
And then the Indian, Pacific, Atlantic.
Well, let's just name all the oceans.
But they've now just recently named that. But
yeah. Okay, yeah. The Antarctic Ocean.
I think it's the Antarctic, or it's called something like that.
What a weird
thing. Yeah. Well, it's kind of big for
oceans.
For
an unnamed ocean.
Marine biologists and stuff. Oh, okay. As you could imagine. Because their life is very around that.
Yeah.
Very exciting. It looks like there's a new
like
continent.
Why now?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
You took the damn
power. I think it's been a while in the making.
It was just water
in the making.
I was just like, I don't know what to call it.
Actually,
we'll call it later.
Because it just seems bizarre to me. Just be like, yep, there's a new ocean, guys.
Well, yeah. Well, instead of that four right oceans,
there,
you learn.
It was always there.
Yeah. But instead of learning about four oceans, you learn about five in schools now.
I don't know the oceans.
I thought it was. I thought there was more than four.
Isn't there like the whole seven seas?
Yes.
We don't have, but I'm talking about oceans, not seas.
Okay. Well,
is that not the same thing?
No, they're not.
I know they're not because
it's seas is like Mediterranean and
that's basically an ocean.
No, nah, they're calling it the Southern Ocean.
It's all the part of ocean. The ocean at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's so stupid.
Like Antarctic Ocean.
Yeah, no, nah, they're calling it the Southern Ocean.
It makes
Southern
more ocean. Sense to call it the Antarctic because the top is the Arctic and it's by the
it's
Arctic.
It's around yeah, that's Antarctica.
Southern Ocean sounds so lame.
Plus, that could be like right by Australia.
When did we ever make anything easy? So,
well,
plus there's no Northern Ocean.
No, there's not.
Well, it's there. It's,
I mean, it's
not
there.
Called
it's not,
the
yeah,
Northern
there's
Ocean.
There's no name of like Northern Ocean. Like, obviously, there's an ocean in the north.
It's kind of a big development, though, to actually label that. Because for the longest time, it's been
water.
Water.
Yeah, but no one
what ocean
really
you, I'm
knew
not
that.
In an ocean. I'm just on the water.
Yeah.
And ice.
How many people were thinking, you know, there's this section of water that is unnamed?
Probably quite a lot.
We should
but only those who really care.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They clearly got somebody very creative to come up with the name.
Yeah.
The Southern Ocean.
Guys,
yeah, how would you
we need a name for this ocean. Any ideas? Well, where is it? I mean, it's kind of south. Now, hear me out on this.
It's a bit of a stretch.
A big issue. We could call it the Southern Ocean.
Okay, look. Chances
he's a genius.
Chances are it was either an American or an Australian. The reason why I say this is because if it's Australian, we're all lazy, so we're just like, it's in the south, southern.
Yep.
If it's American, they need everything to be described to them. They need to be told that it's the southern.
Exactly. What it is.
So they have no.
Sorry,
idea
Americans.
Where the
I'm kidding.
Is.
Of course, I'm kidding.
I'm really.
But then also, I'm like. Yeah. I'm not because like
seen the Michael McIntyre.
Yeah. But there was another one that I noticed the other day. You know, like peas. We just call them peas.
Yeah,
they'll call them garden peas because they need to know it's from the garden.
Or like
it's different.
The
snow peas.
They called the sidewalk because
or snap
they need
peas
to know
or
where they're walking.
Yeah,
on the side.
The sidewalk. Yeah. The footpath.
The footpath.
Yeah. What's the helmet? It's like. Rubbish disposal can.
Yeah. We call it like a bin, and there's
bin.
This, like waste paper basket.
Yeah.
They need to know what that it's waste, that it's paper, and that it goes into the basket.
Yeah. It seems.
I feel like that's got to be a select few thing.
It seems. What? No. Because there's just so many things that they have that are named like that, and they've changed it to being something so descriptive.
Like horseback riding. Instead we would just call that horse riding.
Horse riding.
But there's this. It's horseback.
On the back.
Because you got to. Got to know
where else would they be on the horse?
I don't know.
Cling on under.
They're clinging onto the neck, like underneath their head. Just. Wait,
I don't
everybody grab a leg.
But yeah.
It's what you practice for when you're a child.
Horsey. But like garden peas was kind of interesting
garden
to me. Because I heard it in a video and I went, garden peas?
What garden peas?
I looked it up, but it was just peas.
It was just peas. Did they say frozen garden peas?
Probably, whereas we just say bag of peas.
or frozen
not
peas.
Not even frozen bag of peas.
Just, it's peas.
Does that mean their corn is like corn on the cob from the garden?
I don't know if they're that level.
In the husk.
In a husk. Right.
From the husk.
I don't know if they're that extreme.
And shucked.
They're not totally brain dead. Nah.
And this is where we apologize to
yeah,
everyone.
I'm sorry
from America
to
listening.
Everyone in America. We do love you.
Unless you actually do speak like that with.
I just think sometimes.
No,
look, there's nothing
I
wrong
just sometimes
being
you're just
specific.
Describing yeah. too much that doesn't need to be described.
You're being super clear. And I appreciate that aspect.
There's
of
nothing
it.
Wrong with a bit of extra clarity sometimes.
Exactly. No one's going to get confused at what you're talking about. Except for us, because we've never heard you say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what garden peas were.
Now, see, I'm with Jonah. I would have been like, are they the same as peas?
Yeah, so I looked it up. And they're just peas.
They're just peas. Regular old peas.
You tap in peas.
Little green things.
It's like beans. Like string beans.
Stringless beans.
It's like...
That, they're the only beans I know.
Butter beans.
Butter beans.
Red kidney beans. Beans.
I don't know why we're listing beans.
Well, because you were listing beans.
I don't know.
Black beans.
We're not going to get into it.
Jelly beans.
But yeah, new ocean.
Ooh, they're the best.
Bags.
They're the best.
A new ocean.
Bean bags.
Where's it been?
It's been there the whole time. We just haven't named it. Poor guy. Not having a name for
just
the longest
crying
time.
Down there.
Bean.
How would you know it's crying? It's an ocean.
That's why the ice caps are melting.
Because he's crying. But now he's super happy.
So they won't melt anymore.
So now it's going to dry up.
It's going to dry up.
Right,
so that was fun
I
facts.
Got one more. I got one more
okay.
fun fact.
What a mess.
It's still geography related. More people visit France than any other country.
I actually knew that.
I did not.
Do you know what's second then?
No, I do not. All I knew was that France was number one.
Spain is number two.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like that. Spain, isn't that like Barcelona.
Right, that's like right underneath France.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Yeah, they have like France, Spain.
Yeah.
And then third is the US.
Okay, US is nowhere near them.
I think it's something like...
Yeah, he's across...
Something like 80% of the people in Paris are tourist. Not local residents or something crazy as well.
It's crazy. I kind of get it. People going to visit Paris. I'd assume it's mostly Paris that they're visiting.
That would
when they
be
go to France.
The main thing?
Yeah. I don't imagine they're going to too many other places.
I mean, France is a pretty big country.
Yeah, but... Most the people French, just know about.
No, but you're going to like the Venice? French countryside with those French villas.
Venice is in Italy.
Which is not France.
Yeah. They're similar. Their flags are close. I'm not
going
to lie.
And they're both in Europe. So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
They are close.
Are they
They're different colors.
I was going to say.
I was
going to
say Italy
green.
Would be up there in the list of most visited for sure.
It's just the blue and the green. Switched out. So France is blue, white, red.
Yeah. Their flags are the same. Change the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flags can be tough. We did a trivia. Yeah. Peter and I did a trivia thing.
Far out. It's shocking.
Which ones did you struggle with?
Trying to. All the flags and you had to name the country.
The countries that are like.
I don't know, like the African countries.
Do you have any idea how many flags are red, green, and yellow?
Yeah.
There's literally like 40 countries.
I think the hardest one for me to get sometimes is Belgium and Germany.
Yeah.
Because they're the same flag, just the other way around.
I mean, Germany's horizontal. I know that.
Well, Peter and I said Cambodia for pretty much all the yellow, red. We never got it.
Did you get all like the main countries?
Yeah.
Like you got Russia,
China, Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, China
didn't
we didn't get to China. That's how long it took.
Yeah.
You got like America, Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Did you get Fiji?
Yeah.
Did you get France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britain.
We got quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, Ireland,
Spain.
Yeah.
Does Northern Ireland
you have
a
to
different
get pretty out there.
No, Northern Ireland.
No, yeah. We got
I mean,
the
they do have a flag.
My knowledge of flags is
country,
like
so
decent.
Well, they are a separate country.
Is Northern Ireland a separate country?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you have Ireland. I thought Northern Ireland was part of Britain. Cuz Ireland.
Oh, no, they are one. I think they're one country but one part of it's part of
you did get some obscure ones.
Northern Ireland is still part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, the other part's not.
But actual Ireland
like
is not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
so
what
Northern
it is.
Ireland has their own flag, but they're not their own country. Yeah.
Did you get Spain?
Yes.
Mexico?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got to name some obscure countries.
Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Like Uruguay.
Did you get Uruguay?
Did you get Uzbekistan?
Sorry.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Probably not.
Yemen.
Afghanistan.
Oman.
No. Nah.
Egypt.
I think we
got Egypt.
Yeah.
Israel.
Kenya.
Yeah. We
Israel,
got
Israel. Israel.
South Africa.
Israel.
We got Kenya.
Guatemala.
South Africa.
Got Kenya.
Guatemala.
Chile.
No.
Argentina. Panama?
Argentina, yeah.
Mexico? Mexico.
Mexico. Oh.
Yeah, Jonah Rose had that.
Oh,
yeah.
Jamaica?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, we got it.
She went on her own, of course.
Look, we were pretty
Bermuda?
Good.
Bermuda?
No.
I can't say the word properly.
Bermuda?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I even knew, like, Trinidad and Tobago.
Nice.
Yeah?
Just
from
Have
the Olympics.
Said Indonesia?
South Africa?
Oh, I already said
That's
South
That's obvious
Africa.
As well.
We're missing countries.
So
we got a lot.
There's that many countries.
Thailand?
Out there.
Philippines?
I think we got Thailand.
Thai food.
Norway? Netherlands?
Korea?
I would have got all the...
Ireland? No, we
Scandinavian
Iceland?
Countries.
Greenland?
I don't actually
Greenland
know Greenland's flag.
Does Greenland
I know
have
Iceland's.
Yep.
Like,
it
that's
would
part
have
of
the surely
Dutch,
would.
That's part of like the Dutch Empire.
Oh, then it may just have the same.
I think it just has the Dutch flag.
It would have its own, surely. Because Ireland has its own. Iceland.
Canada?
No.
Canada's...
Brazil?
Canada's...
Yeah.
Who said those ones?
Did you say Brazil?
No, I said Argentina, not Brazil.
Brazil.
Chile?
Chile. I said Chile.
I don't actually know the Chilean flag.
I love Cuba.
It's like red, isn't it?
Cause
Chile. Are you thinking
red?
That because of Chile? I thought it had blue.
It might be blue.
Yeah, I think it has both. I think you'll find.
I do not know.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it right now.
I know Argentina's blue. Has like that light blue and white.
And it's got a sun in
Greece?
The middle.
Majority red.
Greece is
easy. Majority red.
Mm. I love
I was going to say it's very similar to the Czech Republic one, but with squares and a star in the corner.
I was going to say it's very similar to the American flag, just it's only one state.
Oh,
yeah. That made state elections real easy. It's just the one.
It's just, well, it's a national one, not a state one.
Yeah.
If you run the state, you run the nation.
Hey, that's all right.
Probably enough on
I think
flags.
Yeah,
we should stop.
We talked about flags a lot.
Yeah, we talked about flags enough. I'm just going to move on to...
Do it. It was for about like 2 minutes too long.
Something like that. Doesn't really matter. But I want to talk about perseverance.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Through tough times, staying strong with God through those tough times, all of that good stuff.
Are you persevering right now to get through this podcast?
Yeah.
It's a chore.
Are our listeners persevering halfway. Right now?
Yeah. It can be tough sometimes.
That was the point of the flags.
Exactly. See, I was building you up. To this topic. So you can persevere.
Perseverance is
to the end.
Sometimes a hard one for because the easy thing is to give up, you know. The easy way out is to not try and even bother with it, you know.
I think the hardest thing about perseverance is when you're in the middle of something tough. You can't really see the end.
Yeah, you can't see the light at the end
like,
of the tunnel.
So that's what makes perseverance tough.
Oof.
Because you don't always know how long it's going to take. Because if you know, all right, for example, if you're persevering through this podcast, you know it's only going to last an hour.
Yeah, you'll see the time code.
Exactly. It's when you don't know how long it's going
to
last.
Yeah, humans always want to know, like, time. Like, when things are going to end kind of thing.
Yeah.
Time is money, baby.
Yes.
The harsh reality of life is
that's not always
most of the time you don't know.
You don't know.
So
and it kills people.
Oh yeah, it does. Because when is it going to end? It seems like it's an ongoing trial problem, and there seems to be no end in sight.
Everybody wants to know the future. Everybody because they want to see what's good at the end, so that they have something to look forward to. But if they don't know it, then it's hard to kind of stay in that positive mindset.
I've kind of flipped the script and I'm like, I don't really want to know. Because I'm like, it's going to happen anyways. It's not really going to help me knowing. It's going to happen. So I'm going to just stay in the moment, you know. Stay in the now. Living like what God's doing now. Worrying about now instead of tomorrow.
Living your best life.
Living my best life. Yeah.
Living your best life.
Because I think that we can get so caught up on the later that we end up losing the now.
Yeah. Well, what's that verse about, like, tomorrow has its own
problems?
Like problems?
I mean, I just referenced it, but I'll get the
Didn't
actual
talk
verse
about
up
that
if you want.
Last podcast.
Did we?
We may have. Probably.
I feel like we did.
I possibly referenced
it. I think
he
brought it
up.
Yeah. I really think he did.
Yeah, but it fits in nicely.
It does fit in nicely. And that's fine. Does, yeah, like we haven't done that before.
Matthew 6:34.
I did actually have a verse from Matthew. Matthew 24:13.
Peter, do you have a verse from Matthew as well? No, okay.
I know one.
Oh, you know.
That's important to me, but not relevant here.
But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Short, sharp, and shiny.
Well, I like that.
Mm.
These are the words of Jesus Christ. He says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's troubles is enough for today.
Mm.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't worry so much about what's going to happen tomorrow when here and now, in the day, there's enough things to think about. There's enough to do, you know. Sometimes it's hard, though. Sometimes, you know, you're just wanting to focus on, oh, I got this tomorrow. I got to focus on that. I got to make sure this is good. But it's like, let it look after itself a little bit sometimes. Plan what you can, but it's the worries that has to stop, you know? Which is sort of teed out of perseverance.
I have very little concern with stuff like that, just because I'm like, every morning you wake up, there's a chance it's going to end. So it's like, I know that's a very pessimistic way of putting it.
But it's
true.
But it's not, because it could.
I feel like it's real, not
yeah,
not pessimistic.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty dark way to look at it.
It is a very dark way. It just doesn't have much to do with perseverance.
Yeah, we sort of moved.
I mean,
which is
we
fine.
Tangent.
It's good. It's good.
It's more at what Jonah was saying.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
at perseverance.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole don't worry about things. But I think but what Benjamin wants us to talk about is when we're actually going through the tough things.
Yeah.
Well,
fight.
I'm fine with either.
Fight the fight.
Yeah.
Fight the battle. I think regardless of whether you see the end of the tunnel or not, there is one. And I know that through my own experience and my own testimony that is how it is. And there's a point at the end where things will get better and things will be better. 'Cause that is how God works.
He just does these kind of things.
Yeah.
Also, when persevering, I think it's a lot harder to do that all by yourself.
I agree.
So, you can do it by yourself. I don't recommend it. I do think find someone who you can confide in. That way you can kind of share the burden. And they can keep you accountable and keep encouraging you to get through it.
Because we're not meant to do life alone. Exactly. Like,
but also you doing it by yourself is also kind of you not talking to God about it.
Yeah.
So you're kind of neglecting God in a way.
I was going to say, I don't like involving other people with
I was going to say, don't
throw
your trials and your problems onto them.
I was going to say, I'll verbally discuss something, but I won't expect them to win my...
No, exactly. Don't...
battle for me.
Well, they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Talk it through it for sure, but in the end, you still do have to do it by yourself.
It's sort of just knowing that other person is there.
If you need them.
Because even though, yeah, really in the end, you have to do it, you at least know you're not alone.
Exactly.
Like, there is that other person there. They might not be fighting the battle. Like, they might not be actually physically having to do it. But, yeah.
It's also, like, other people have their own stuff going on, though. Like,
yes.
You can't always, like, you do need to be self-sufficient to an extent with it. I don't think that it's always best to turn to other people either, because then you have people who, obviously some people get tripped up over a lot smaller things what other people do. So they end up with a lot more things a lot more often. And if you're always having to go to someone, then you're going to become a burden on others because of how much you're needing
it's
to.
It's like anything in life. You've got to find that balance between doing things by yourself and persevering by yourself and knowing when it might be too much by yourself and knowing when it's time to confide in someone.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think regardless of whether maybe it will become, maybe it's like constantly a thing or it becomes too much, then it's about the person who you're bringing it forth to. You know what I mean? Like, if they can't handle it, It's not necessarily the responsibility of the person going through the thing to say, oh, you can't handle this, so I'm not going to give it to you. It's the responsibility of the person who is having it being confided into, so that person, to say, actually, you know what, this is actually too much for me. I can't take it right now. Let's talk about it in a little bit when I sort through some things myself, you know? Because that way you actually give opportunity for the other person to have a say before deciding for them and deciding their end of the conversation. Because I think it's a key to let people be able to say their side before assuming they're going to not want to hear it or assuming they can't handle it or take it.
I will also say with that is if you're in a position where somebody's coming to you, be very careful not to basically tell that person what they should do. You can advise
and guide, but not.
But don't be the reason, because then if it goes wrong, they're going to be like, you told me to do it.
Yeah.
Why would you tell me to do that, you know? You got to be careful with that.
I think everything always has to go as a, I recommend this.
Yeah.
It's not a, it might not work for you sort of thing. If it does work, sweet. If it doesn't, we'll go back to the drawing board. And I think also with doing life with someone and with, like, because this sort of linking to mentoring more than anything, most of it is about listening, not about telling them how to deal with it, but it's about listening
to it. There's way too many people that need to know that.
You know?
That's like, why you're saying it.
Sorry, you got something?
I said that's why you're saying it.
Yeah. Like, one of the biggest keys with mentoring someone is not telling them how to do their life. You can show them ways that are good and you can tell them, hey, this might be good for you and recommend things. But a lot of it is listening to what the other person is going through and listening to what's happening in their life. And then from that, building on it. You know what I mean? It's that listening side of things. Not trying to fix it. It's just listening. And sometimes that's all you need when you're persevering through something. You just need someone to listen. Sometimes that makes all the difference. Sometimes it doesn't. But
yeah, because a lot of the time when someone's going through something, it's really bottled up just inside of them. So the fact that they feel comfortable to come to someone and it just let everything out is relief.
I also think if you talk about something, you might then realize it's not as big as what you first... Because I've done that before. I've gone, this is huge, and then I've even just spoken out loud and go, actually, now that I say it, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah, you kind of say it out loud and you're like, you know what, actually, this, I feel stupid saying this.
Yeah, you get a reality check.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I've had that
sometimes. Not sometimes. You go, yeah, actually, this is big.
And then you know, that confirms it for you.
Especially if you say it, or this can happen as well. You can say it and you can go, it's not really a big deal. And then the other person goes, yes, it is. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, come on, we got to fix this. Or we got to work on this. Not what is wrong with you, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're a close friend, they could probably say that without it coming off as offensive.
I've definitely had something in my life where I kind of knew it wasn't big, but it still kind of ate at me a little bit. Mm. So I was probably telling you, Joanna, but as I'm saying it, I'm like, I feel so stupid.
Like, this isn't as big as it is.
It's still like eating at me.
Yeah. But, you know, you wouldn't know that it wasn't as big as it was until you actually said something and confided. But then also, you know, like bringing it back to perseverance, like, regardless of whether it might not seem big after you've had that conversation, you're still persevering it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still something that you are needing to get through. And whether big or small, those things can eat at you, you know, and eventually feel just uncontainable and uncontrollable. I mean, I'm a big advocate for the idea of if you're going through something that you could get professional help for, go and get the professional help. Like, zero shame around it.
Yeah,
just go and get the help. Like, you can go to your friends or you can go to your family, or you can go to whoever, but really, if it bottles down to it, and there's just nothing that's working, go see some help. Whatever it is for, whether you're persevering back pain, who knows, go see a doctor, like, or whether it's mental stuff, go to a GP, go get some sessions with a psychologist or counselor or someone who has trained to help you out. And in that area as well, talking about mental health, something that I see and hear constantly is, oh, I tried to go to a counselor or a psychologist and it didn't work for me because they went to one. Keep going. Yeah. Like if that person doesn't fit for you, try another. Go somewhere else until you find someone who is the right fit for you, because that is how you're going to like really get extra help. I also think in it, before you're going to all of those other things, go to God. Like, come on, that's got to be the first one.
Yeah.
Like, go to him, see what he wants for you in it. If you're not hearing anything from him, that's fine. Just pray to him. He can hear you regardless of whether you hear him. He knows what you're saying. He knows what you're going through. But bring it to him. Put it before him. And then, who knows, he might heal you right there and then in that moment. He might not. He might show you that, yeah, maybe it going to a psychologist is the way to go, or maybe going to talk to a mate is the right way, you know. But having God at the forefront of it will bring you success in it.
Yeah, asking him what he wants is pretty key in that.
Because who knows, that trial or that persevering in that moment, he'll work it all for good. That one thing could be the moment of real deep training and developing that God has for you. Now, it's not me saying that God is putting that on you, because I don't believe that he is, but I believe that he allows things to happen so that we can learn. Like a good father allows their child to do something so that they learn that it's not the right thing to do, or that they learn that they're going to get hurt if they trip over something, or they're going to get hurt if they do this, you know. I think he allows things sometimes because he wants to protect us and he wants to keep us safe, but I think sometimes letting it happen develops us. And now I just talked for 20 minutes. No, I'm kidding.
That was good.
No, it was good though.
But yeah, I just think it is so important to get the help that you need.
Well, that's the thing. You do both.
Yeah.
You go the spiritual, godly route with talking to God and talking to your friends with that. And then you go the medical professional help as well.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't hurt you to do both.
Yeah, if it's that serious.
And I don't think it's right for us as Christians to scoff at the idea of, oh, I'm not going to go see a medical professional because I know that God's got it for me. I don't think that's right, because God has given that person the gifting to be good in this field so that they can help others. So I'm going to go see them because God's given them that gifting, because that's their gifting.
Well, the thing is, if I'm sick, I'm still going to go, I'll pray to God to get better, but I'm still going to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
So if I'm mentally sick, ask God and then still go see a doctor.
Yeah. If God is God will be my first one to go to. Like, if he's the first thing that I check to.
And he should be for everyone.
After that, I will still go, still go see a doctor, still go see. And I'm not the best at going to see doctors because I'm just...
You're weirdo.
Stubborn.
but I think that it's right to and good to go see your doctors, to go see medical professionals, people who have trained and who have studied hard and who have learned so much about the human body and about things that we're going through, way more than you could ever just find out unless you really want to study hard for a long time. I truly believe that since God has given them that gifting, that we should go to them almost in honoring God within that as well, because God has given them the gifting. So you go there and honor God that he's given them that gifting so that they can help you. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't really like the idea. I don't really like it when some some Christians are just like, oh, I'm not going to go because God's going to heal me. It's like, he could, but also he might not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not me saying that I don't believe that he will, because he could and he can and he has all the power in that.
There's a story that, you know, I think I was taught in Sunday school or something that's along those lines. And it's about a guy, and there was it rained a lot and there was a big flood. And so he was on the top of his house. And it was like, God, I believe that you can save me from this. It was like, I believe in you.
I know this story.
There was his neighbor had a boat and was like driving by us, and he was like, hey, get on board, I'll take you to safety. And the guy in the house was like, no, God's going to save me, I'll be okay. So the neighbor drove off in his boat. And then the Coast Guard came in their boat and was like, hey, get on board, we can take you to safety. Again, the guy on the roof was like, no, it's okay, my God's going to save me, it's all good. So they left. The water keeps rising and it's now like right up to his ankles. Helicopter comes past and like, come on, get on board.
You're going to drown.
We can take you to safety, you're going to drown. He goes, no, I believe God can save me, I'll be all right. So then the helicopter leaves. The guy drowns and dies. The end. No. So then he gets up. Full stop, the end. He goes up to heaven. He goes up to God. He goes, God, I asked you to save me. Why didn't you save me? He goes, I tried. I sent you your neighbor. I sent you the Coast Guard. I even then sent the helicopter to go save you. So God will help us in different ways, which we may not think is like godly, because it looks...
It's not always a hyper-spiritual solution. Sometimes it can be the most practical thing. God's most common way of working is through people. Exactly.
So you going to go talk to a professional can very well be God's way of helping you.
Yeah, I mean, like Peter just said, one of the keys of that is, for whatever reason, God uses people. So...
Yeah, why would he use us?
Well, for some reason he does. So in that, since God uses people, let the people help. You know what I mean? Like, let it actually help.
Well, people go into that profession
to help.
To help.
Yeah.
It's their whole job.
I mean, people call it the holistic view, going to multiple different avenues. And yet, you know what? Like, I pray for and I believe for God to heal in those things, because he can and he will. But I also think sometimes he just wants us to live it out, because sometimes there's just the natural laws of things, just naturally how things go. It's the way that he's made the world, and things just form certain ways and do certain things for certain reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't understand why God does things the way he does, why things go the way that it does. But so what? You just persevere through.
Yeah.
We don't need to know.
Mm.
That's something that, like...
Yeah, it's like a older need to know I've
gotten,
basis.
The older I've gotten, the more I've gone, I don't need to know. Whatever, God, whatever you're doing, I don't need to know. It's fine. I was going to
say, with perseverance, it's good to make sure that you're not persevering it for nothing, or walking away from something that you should be persevering through as well.
Yeah, it's like the quote that Benji likes, which is from a song, where it's not about just waiting. It's about what you're doing when you're waiting.
Sometimes God wants you to push through that thing. He doesn't want you to give up and walk away from it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're holding onto it because you want to hold on to it, and not listening to God going, you need to leave this behind.
Yeah, whether you know it or not, sometimes some people just hold on to stuff. Maybe it's because it's all they've ever known, or it's scary to not be in that position anymore, or it's something else. Some people are like that.
But also they don't know what's going to come
out
of it. And that goes to the whole tunnel analogy of... Mm. Not seeing the light at the end.
Yeah. Push through. Push through.
As long as you're moving, though, that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we did talk a lot about medical and professional help for, like, bigger, like, issues and problems. Yeah. Like, how would you go about just minor things, persevering through minor issues?
Well, I think, seek help from friends, or seek help from family, or seek help from whatever. Or if you think it...
It's so down to the individual.
Or if you don't think it's enough to have to pull friends or family or whatever into it, to seek God in it.
I was going to say like 99% of my issues I deal with personally.
I just think like, well, I just think like personally, I don't think anything should ever be done fully personally, because personally just says only you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think God always has to be put
in
it.
That's what I mean by personally.
I know, but I'm just adding language around it.
Words.
Because I think it's important.
That is language, yes.
It's important to make sure he is at the forefront of that. Because he will pull you through it. You know, because that's the thing. I can't say in my own strength that I pulled through it. I can't. I can only say that God had helped me to come through it. And it was through his strength. Because on my strength alone, I don't have a lot.
Yeah, he's guiding.
You know, and even if it's my own strength, it's not my own strength, because my own strength is a gift from God. So in the end, it's from God. Wee. So honoring God in it, you go, it's through God's strength that I've gotten through this. I know that's probably hyper technical, but that's what I just like. I just think that it's important to look at it that way and to honor God in it. You know? Because he blesses that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for small things, if you think you can do it without any exterior help, but just with God, yeah, push through just with God. He's enough for you anyways. He will strengthen you. But like Jordy was saying with the story, don't miss God.
Because it doesn't look.
Because it doesn't look like God. Or it doesn't look hyper-spiritual. Like, don't miss it because of your own perception of what you think will happen.
You have to be pretty attentive.
Yeah.
During this situation.
Yeah, pay attention to how God is speaking in it.
You don't want to be spiritually blind of the practical things.
Yeah, but then also you don't want to be the other end either. You don't want to be hyper-spiritual and think that everything is just, you know, from God in that. Yeah. Well, everything is from God, but you know what I mean. Like, you don't want to be like, oh my goodness, the rain fell on my car, so I don't have to wash my car. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it rained.
It's nice. Yeah,
so not everything. You're saying don't think that everything is from God.
Don't hyper-spiritualize like everything.
Not everything has a deeper spiritual hidden meaning.
Sometimes it just happens.
Sometimes it's just raining because just that's rained. Nature. It's going to rain.
Exactly right. Using rain as the example. I don't think it was a very good one. But
I was going to say that. So, you know.
But you know what I mean? Like, don't.
I know what you're saying.
We don't need
but
to
sometimes
like.
Sometimes it is godly rain.
Sometimes it is.
But it's not to clean your car.
But it's not to clean your car. God.
You just can't.
Look, he
your
might,
car just happened.
But
to
I
be
highly
there.
Doubt God's going to send rain to clean your car.
Yeah. Chances are he's sending rain to make sure that plants have.
Don't die.
Water.
What? Yeah. Like, your car would have to be absolutely filthy for him to do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And he would have to be.
And, you know, dangerous
quite
for
frustrated
your well-being.
About the filthiness of the state of your car.
Yeah, exactly.
For him to go, like. And I don't think he cares at that level about your car.
No. You know cares what I mean?
He cares about you. He cares about you. And he cares about you having the car so that you can drive around if that's
I mean,
what
maybe
you need.
It's that dirty that you can't see out the windscreen.
Mm. It's for safety. You should not be driving that.
It's for safety. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if he is doing it to clean your car, you'd know because it's only raining on your car and nowhere else.
I think you would also know. I think you would also know because he'd clean your car and then you would go through a like sandstorm and you wouldn't get a single piece of dust on it because it's that clean.
Mm.
That it's just protected for life. Like the waxing coat on there, it's like lifetime guaranteed.
Nice. You never sell that car.
Absolutely.
Oh no, that's a keeper.
But yeah, I think like it's important to not make everything bigger than what it is.
Yeah. So basically, look to God for what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether that be a practical, go seek professional help.
Stop, look, and listen.
Stop, look, listen. Just remember
I was going to say keep a realistic perspective is
exactly.
One of the main things. Don't downplay your issues. Don't.
Upplay your issues.
Upplay your issues, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a real word? Upplay?
Sure. Go
I
with
mean,
it.
It's probably don't over exaggerate your issues.
Yeah.
That's such a long word.
But upplay.
Just
don't upplay.
Keep it real. It is what it is, kind of thing.
You got this.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
You do got this.
Mm.
But yeah, I think we'll probably wrap her up.
I think so.
Like, slap
like,
a
like,
on
the,
it.
Like the burritos we
Send
had.
It off.
I do just lastly want to say if for our listeners, if they are persevering through something,
good on you.
Just keep at it. Keep strong.
Be strong.
God's got you.
And the point
He's
is
be with
you are going to get through it.
Yeah.
Don't know how long it may take, but you will.
And, you know, as an encouragement to you, I forgot what I was going to say. As an encouragement
no
to you.
No encouragement for you, then.
You don't get any.
Just be encouraged.
As an encouragement to you, what you're going through is hard. And you're staying, and if you stay strong, like, that's encouraging. Like, that's crazy. There's some, sometimes, like, I hear stories about crazy things that people have gone through, and I'm like, how do you get out of bed? Like, how do you persevere any more than that? So if you're going through something tough and you're still getting out of bed and living life and
good on you,
trying to do your best in whatever you're doing and having God in it, you're doing good. All right? You're doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to finish up in prayer. Okay?
Yeah, do it.
Sounds good.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can be here to encourage our listeners during any tough times that they may be going through, whether small or big, that they can see the spiritual and practical ways that God is showing us when we seek Him during these times. In your heavenly name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you guys for listening. We had a lot of fun. I hope you got something good out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope so too.
Just be sure to tune in next week.
Yep.
Like everything.
Leave a review, comment, subscribe, blah, blah, blah.
All of that good stuff.
All of the good stuff.
See ya.
Bye.